man.
Miguel and Holly. Mornings on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly O'Connor with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Which A-lister is taking a break from acting? That would be Ryan Reynolds,
oh.
who announced he's going to be taking a sabbatical from making movies. Now, he just finished filming an Apple TV Plus Christmas movie called Spirited with Will Ferrell and Octavia Spencer, which is basically like a modern-day Christmas Carol. And I don't care how many iterations they do with the Christmas Carol, it's still my favorite. Like, I love it. I'm here for every reimagining.
Well, each actor and each story, they add a little something special to it.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the one from way back in the day, and I can't believe I'm admitting this.
Oh.
The Vanessa Williams one that they had on VH1 way back in the day.
What? I do not remember that one. I didn't.
Shut up, Scott.
They had a Vanessa Williams Christmas.
And she played Scrooge. It was
great. She played Scrooge?
Yes. Yes. She was like this fancy businesswoman who didn't have time for anyone.
How many times did you watch that?
A lot.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, so that's going to be coming out. Like,
I love Vanessa Williams.
Say that. Okay. So what was I saying? Oh, so anyway, Ryan's not retiring, but he's taking a break. He said, I'm just going to miss every second working with these obscenely gifted group of creators and artists. But, I mean, he doesn't have to work.
He doesn't. I think he's okay with money.
Got movies coming out on movies on movies. Plus, he's got small kids. And I mean, do what you need to do. That's all I'm going to say about that. The other big news that popped out over the weekend, is that Kourtney Kardashian is now engaged. Because Travis Barker popped the question.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was surprised, actually, when I saw this. Because I think it came across my timeline last night. And I was like, oh, dang, they're moving fast. But, I mean, everybody's own timeline is right for them.
That's right.
So they actually started dating at the beginning of this year. And he popped the question over the weekend at a beach and had, like, this huge floral arrangement all around. But I guess that they have been friends over the years. It's not like they just met in, like, January and now they're getting married. Although maybe when you know. I don't know. So they're going to be planning a wedding pretty soon, I'm sure, here.
I mean, it makes sense. I knew my fiance, Abe, before we were dating. We were friends before because we were dating other people. And then when I was single, I would see him out at the bar and I'd be like, hey, how's it going? And we'd talk. And then I'd send a little text when I would get home and be like, hey. And he'd say, nope. And then it was like a few months later that he asked me out on a date. And then it was like 3 weeks later we were in a relationship.
Yeah.
But it's because we knew each other and I felt comfortable already.
And I think that's what this case is here too. And then I had to like remind myself, she's never been married before.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Her and Scott Disick never got married.
Well, for good reason.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's the father for children. Mm-hmm. But they're not men, nor had they ever been married. So
he can still be a D-bag and still be the father for kids.
There you go. That's what's hot and trending with Miguel and Holly.